Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Mr. Normski. That's right, you laugh, but I'm serious. What are you doing?
I've just caught you outside. You've come to get a breath of fresh air. It's all chaos in there. Have you had your two drinks yet?
Well, I've had three of the two drinks, and the chaos is not that bad because I'm from London, and the breath of fresh air was filled with fag smoke.
Yours?
I said fag smoke, yeah.
You've got some stuff here at the exhibition.
I have got some stuff here, and I'm quite anxious to see it because, as you know, it's not quite letting us in time yet, but the school children will be allowed to play shortly. I don't know what they've got of my work up here, but they've got some of my work up here, and I'm sure it's going to look fabulous amongst all the other work.
Somebody that broke in early on was having a wander around, Cookie Price. She says yes. It was like going back to the 80s, flashback. She was in tears almost.
She should feel slightly emotional because the Cookie Price and the Normski and a few other people that I've nearly got their names, but I can't remember because it's been such a long time, originated the UK hip-hop scene. And what happens when you... It's like going to the birth of a child or to the funeral of another. It's emotional. And this is the birth of one and the funeral of another. Trust me.
There's people out there listening at the moment wondering, you know, hang on, what is this? The first exhibition of UK hip-hop, you know, the first collection. What is it going to be like? What differentiates UK hip-hop to its other origins, the US?
Well, to answer your first statement, it is the first time someone has attempted to put together a show which is not just a photography show, like my last four shows, but is actually a lifestyle show with regards to memorabilia and, I presume, editorial stuff that has shown what the UK has done in the last, I would say, 28 years of my life, 26 to some, and the last 20 years for others. It's been a long time coming, but you can't run before you can walk. And I think it's about time the UK started to learn to run now, because we've been walking at a very slow pace for a blimmin' long time. And I'm very excited about this show because a lot of people, like I said, including myself, have done small exhibitions, which to me was a huge exhibition here and there. A lot of people have covered stuff which has always been photographic. But I believe tonight's show will entertain us in more than just that, because I know of people like MC Duke who have contributed their own personal belongings to the show because they wanted to get a real feel of not just images, but, you know, the texture of maybe even down to clothing. I have no idea what we're going to see, kids, but trust me, it's on till March, and if you can't get a ticket for £66, 60 something pence from Virgin from London, hitchhike. You want to come and see this show.
If you go online, you can get it for even cheaper than that if you book in advance. Did you travel first class, sir?
No, I travel normal class. I like to go up to the shop counter and buy stuff. Gotcha. I'm not into sitting on my bum and having someone come and get my shopping list and going up the supermarket and getting my shopping for me. I'm what we call old school.
Nice one. How does the old school UK hip-hop scene remain authentic? You're saying it should be running soon. How does it keep that underground feel? How does it keep its authenticity?
It doesn't have to try to keep its authenticity because the UK is authentic. And I've been at the forefront of street, regardless of whether it was hip-hop, drum and bass, breakbeat, dubstep, house, and any other incredible genre that has come out of the UK. We need to realize how much we've contributed to the form of dance on this planet, and it's things like this which I think will emphasize to people, oh my god, there's a connection. Soul, sound system, reggae, hip-hop, beats, breaks, bedrooms, studio. I want to be a rapper. And look at the top 10 now. Bing bong.
Normski, thank you very much indeed.
It's been my pleasure, and I hope that everyone out there, whoever you are, is keeping that shit real.